Hello and welcome to the latest in our Ask Sovereign podcast series. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the new far-flung destinations we'll be offering as part of our range of holidays and hopefully answering any questions you might have. Here with me in the studio is Helen Howard, the product manager for Sovereign. Helen, what do you do here at Sovereign?
A big part of my job is really the research and planning side and choosing which hotels that Sovereign is going to feature in our programme. The beginning of the hard filtering process that we carry out.
Helen, your team's added two new fantastic destinations to the Sovereign programme. What are they?
It's Thailand and Bali.
And why have you added these two destinations?
Those destinations, they're new to Sovereign, but they're not new to me. I've visited both of them myself before. And knowing the sort of hotels that our customers have been enjoying in Mediterranean Europe, for example, I know that there's perfect hotels available in both Thailand and Bali to really fit with what our customers are asking for. Both places have just got a real stunning range of properties. So in Thailand, we're doing a variety of different beach resorts. So you've got some which are a little bit more vibrant than others. You've got some which are quieter, and then we also offer Bangkok as well, so you can do a few days in the city and then go and relax on the beach. For both destinations, really just think chilled out atmosphere, amazing spas, and then also cultural sites. So, you know, there's temples to go and visit, there's shopping to do, there's real kind of mix of things, really just perfect for a holiday. And you've got your luxury hotel as a base, and just, you know, the hotels themselves are just absolutely amazing there.
So a lot of people might not know an awful lot about Thailand or Bali. Who would you recommend either destination to?
Thailand really would have something for everybody. We've actually added a range of different beach destinations. We've got Phuket, which is obviously one of the really well-known areas. And it's got different parts to it. You know, if you want to, you can go to the lively areas, go and go to the markets, that kind of thing. We've also got some of the other destinations, so Koh Samui, Krabi, Koh Lak, and they all offer something slightly different, obviously in different parts of Thailand. And we've got Bangkok too, so if you want to do a few days in the city, really vibrant, exciting city, and then go to a beach and chill out, then it's perfect for couples. There's some hotels which would be perfect for a real romantic breakaway, honeymoons, etc. But also, you know, families can go to Thailand. The hotels cater very well for families too. Bali, I would say more it would be a couples destination. Again, absolutely perfect for a honeymoon, just because of the type of hotel that is there, and things like the spas. It's just absolutely ideal for a honeymoon. And then you've also got the cultural side as well. So we're doing some hotels in Ubud in Bali, so not on the beach, but a real cultural centre. So it really is something for everybody. Just depends which hotel you choose and what you want to get out of your holiday. We've chosen a mixture of hotels. So we've got things that are more sort of ultra luxury, and we've got things that are a bit more rustic as well, but all with a fantastic level of service.
So as well as Thailand and Bali, are there any other destinations that you've expanded, or is it pretty much the same as it's always been?
No, definitely not. We've expanded what we do in the Caribbean, in Mexico, in the Indian Ocean, so Maldives and Mauritius, and also in Dubai.
With so many new hotels in different destinations, why have you chosen to expand?
Well, we know that we've traditionally, for Sovereign, the Mediterranean's been our biggest focus. But our customers want a range of places to go to, and we know that they wanted to travel with us, but we wanted to give them that real choice of places to go. And especially for a winter break, because obviously some of the places that we go to, like Greece, are not open in the winter. So this gives them a real opportunity to travel with us and to be able to have a big choice of where they wanted to go.
So when you book a sovereign holiday, there are certain benefits to it and a certain level of experience you get. Are you still getting that same level of experience with your new offerings?
So you'll still have the amazing service that you'll receive from our expert travel advisors. You will still get the lounge access before you go. So really start your holiday off before you're even sort of on the plane. You'll get private transfers from the airport to your hotel. So it's just you and your family straight from the airport directly to your hotel. And when you're actually there on holiday, you'll get the services of a local representative. So they could help you with advice on where you might want to eat, where you might want to go, and really just give you the chance to make the best out of your holiday.
Helen, thanks so much for joining us and explaining the new destinations that Sovereign offer. The thought of a long flight can be off-putting and a bit daunting for some people, so we've spoken to a few of our experts to find out their tips for travelling long haul.
I swear by my jet sleeper on long flights. It's a soft pillow attached to a long strap, which you hook to the top of your seat and the opposite armrest. I find it much more comfortable than an inflatable neck pillow, and it doesn't take up too much room in your hand luggage.
Most airlines have a huge choice of films, TV shows, and music on offer, but I'd recommend taking an iPod or iPad with you, just in case. Some planes have charging points by your seat, but not all, so remember to charge it up beforehand.
There's no way to avoid jet lag altogether. But avoiding caffeine and alcohol, drinking lots of water and sticking to light meals before and during your flight can really help. That said, if you're on an overnight flight, I do find a small glass of wine at the start of the journey helps me nod off and get some precious sleep.
Airport lounges are a great way to relax before a long flight. With some Sovereign holidays, you get free access to the number one traveller lounge. They got comfortable seats, free Wi-Fi, complimentary food and drinks, magazines. I always find it much more relaxing than fighting through the crowds in the terminal. And you also get fast-tracked through security with your lounge pass, which is a nice bonus.
I definitely recommend getting up and moving about as often as possible to help with circulation. If you're drinking enough fluids on a flight, then that shouldn't really be a problem. Airlines often include a few simple exercises in the in-flight magazine, which you can do from your seat and it passes the time. Plus, I always use compression socks, even on short flights now. They're great for preventing swelling, and it's nice to hit the beach with our ankles twice the size they should be.
We hope these tips have been useful. If you'd like to speak to one of our travel experts about our new destinations, you can call them on 01293 731 839, or for more information, head to our website, sovereign.com. Thanks for listening.